Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am in the belly of the rock and roll beast. Friday, it was amazing. In Birmingham, Mastodon and Eagles of Death Metal last night. Perfect Circle. Shout out to Dutch, our marketing director here, my boy, Mike Hoffman, sales guy around town. We had a blast last night. But I'm in the belly of the rock and roll beast because it continues tonight.
Wait.
With Soundgarden at the Fox Theater.
Oh, so you had Eagles of Death Metal, you saw them a couple of days
Friday
ago.
Friday night.
So you have their t-shirt on tonight to go see Garden Sound.
Soundgarden.
Oh, okay.
You are familiar with their work. You have heard a tune or two from Soundgarden, right?
I'm not sure. If Mark plays something that's popular, I'd probably say yay or nay.
Outshined. It was a song in a movie you haven't seen, True Romance. Also, I'm calling tonight a Rusty Cage opener. This is Outshined right here. Have you heard this?
I'm not sure.
Pretty big song back in the 90s, but it's all good. Why don't you hit him with Rusty Cage if you can back there, M.O.? No hurry.
Sounds like something I need to look up in the Urban Dictionary. Is that related to bat wings or mud flaps?
It's only available.
Rusty Cage.
Only available in the Champagne Room.
So there's some really interesting stuff rock and roll wise going on in town. We just talked about the shows, but I got to send out an RIP, man. Rest in peace to a rock legend who collapsed on stage Monday night at the Fox Theater. Colonel Bruce Hampton, credited with being the granddaddy of jam. He had a 70th birthday party Monday night at the Fox Theater. Like every big jam band musician was there. Warren Haynes, Dave Schools, John Fishman, Chuck Lavelle, John Popper, Derek Trucks, many, many more. He collapsed during a song on stage, died later that night. So rest in peace. Colonel Bruce Hampton, condolences to all of his family and friends and everybody affected by this. But John, when I heard this news last night, I immediately thought sadness for him, his friends and family. The next thought was, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. He died on stage on his 70th birthday with all of his buddies around him, all of these incredibly famous and awesome jam band musicians. And he goes that night the way I'm sure he would have wanted to go, which is on stage. It reminds me of Harry Callis, the Philadelphia Phillies announcer who died in the booth before a game. So it's about going out the way you want to go out. And it also made me think of Dimebag Darrell, the great guitarist of Pantera, who was gunned down on stage.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite the way that he wanted to go out.
It's a terribly brutal and violent way to go. But he died on stage doing what he loves. So I'm thinking of Colonel Bruce Hampton this morning as we get it fired up.
A lot of stuff that we'll get into today. Mike Budenholzer live in studio coming up in 17 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll talk to him about the end of the Hawks season, what's next, you know, all the intricacies about what happened during the Washington series. I'm not quite in as good of a mood as you are. 45 minutes to go 2 miles in downtown Atlanta today. Two miles, 45 minutes.
Brutal.
Yep. Paul got to see, and Mark and you as well, got to see a lot of angrier texts coming from my way in the group text.
My favorite was Paul Bible just shot back, relax. He was relax.
Yeah, Paul's telling me to relax. M.O., how was the game last night? Looked like a lot of fun.
Good game until the end. Matt Whistler gives up the grand slam, and we all went, oh, so we're not going home just yet. Turn back around, walk back to your seats, not over yet. Jim Johnson comes in, get the win. Finally, good to beat the Mets.
No doubt about it, man. We're going to talk more about these Braves in a second, but
your Predators are rolling.
You damn Skippy. It's 3-1 in the series against St. Louis. What are we, an 8 seed? Watch out. Sup?
Here we go.
The five biggest stories making headlines. It's the 5 at 10 with Rick Kamla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers. Visit any Howard Brothers locations and enter the Everything for Your Yard contest. Win a garage full of lawn equipment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sark's really good. You know, he's an upbeat guy, really positive, you know, great message about, you know, there's always change moving forward in any organization. One season's always different from the next. And it's about, you know, trying to grow from there and trying to get the most of every day.
That's Alex Mack. He spoke yesterday at Flowery Branch. So did Vic Beasley. I thought it was really interesting with Alex Mack talking about how hurt he really was and how he could barely walk after the Green Bay game and to go out and gut out a Super Bowl where he played every single play. He talked about playing on that biggest stage and how much that meant to him to get there. Remember, that's the first time he had been in the playoffs in his entire career. Alex Mack's the type of guy, and they addressed a couple of different things yesterday, including guard, and he talked about guys that know the playbook and know where they're supposed to be. That's who's going to win that right guard position, vacated by Chris Chester, who decided to retire. But if you didn't have respect for Alex Mack after listening to him talk yesterday, you have even more respect for him now.
I had a couple of thoughts going into the Super Bowl that were proven incorrect. One was that our inexperience would not matter against New England's experience because of our better talent. For 3.5 quarters, that was right. In the end, their experience won out. The other thing I was wrong about, John, was, all right, Alex Mack has a broken leg. He's going to give us what he's got, but it's going to be good enough. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. And he got worse as the game went along. Schrader went down. Tevin Coleman went down. And, John, I think without those injuries, we win that Super Bowl.
You're probably right.
I think without those injuries, we're not even getting buzzkilled with, you know, Julio makes the catch, and then we lose yards and we fall out of field goal range. I don't even think it plays out like that if Mack is healthy and if Schrader's healthy and if Coleman is healthy. It's just the way it goes. I mean, it's really, really, really unfortunate. But it was a perfect storm, as we've talked about.
Dan Quinn on Falcons.com spoke about the linebackers, including Duke Riley, and talked about how excited he was. He said, quote, the speed and athleticism and the way we want to attack, if it 100% fits what we want. So we're very excited about the group amongst others, but that group, we're very, very excited to be working with them. Think about the change in 2 years from where they were. No disrespect to Paul Warlow and Joplo Bartu and, you know, the other guys
Durant.
That they try. Yeah, Justin Durant and Philip Wheeler. Philip Wheeler may end up back on the team before it's all said and done, and we'd love to see P-Dub come back. But to go from that to now, Deion Jones, Devondre Campbell, and Duke Riley, all guys that run sub 4.6 of the 40 at linebacker, it's been a 2-year makeover, and now you've got the guys that Dan Quinn probably envisioned to be this linebacker crew going forward.
They're deep, man, and they're fast. First and foremost, they're physical. I love these guys, man. Our Atlanta Falcons. We got some good Falcons stuff coming up later on in the show. At noon, we're going to ask the question, which Falcons vets will be most affected by these draft picks, and we'll get into some of that. 11 o'clock hour, I'm excited. We're going to talk a lot of Alabama football. I've got some advice for Bama players that want to play in the NFL. And then we'll talk about Nick Saban, his contract, and where he stands with the coaches in all of sports money-wise. But let's move on. Number two in our 5-10. The Braves get a 9-7 win last night. John, they're out of last place in the National League East. In last place now is the Mets. They're 11-15. We are 11-14. R.A. Dickey has 3 wins on the year. He's been dirty, gives up hits, gives up runs, but he wins, John.
Here's R.A. Dickey talking about the knuckler.
The ball Matt Harvey hit that Brandon made a play on was huge. The one Travis d'Arnaud hit to Nick was huge. So it was completely a community win, and those guys threw the leather around today, and it really helped me out.
Well, he did just that, as he gives the Braves just enough yesterday. 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned, strikes out 3, walks 4 in the process, gives up a couple of long balls. But the guy to talk about right now is Freddie Freeman. What he's doing is nothing short of amazing. I know Aaron Judge over in New York is hitting a ton of home runs. He hit 2 yesterday. But Freddie, another dong yesterday, 1-for-3. He's hitting .378 with 10 homers and 16 RBI already on this short season.
And you know what else is exciting, John? You're right. He's an MVP candidate right now, and he was the last half of last year. Matt Kemp's hitting .344. Brandon Phillips now in the 2-hole. And by the way, you know, I thought that Dansby Swanson should have started the season in the 2-hole. He has proven that's it's above him right now. It's above his head right now. I think he got his average up to 200 last night, but Brandon Phillips has been a 2-hitter a lot of his career, so I like him slotted there. He's .329. Ender's rolling right now, John, as you know. 3-for-5 last night, 3 more RBI. .257 is what his average is up to. Markakis is at .295. I'm loving this team, man. We're coming. We're only, John, 3 games under .500,
yeah.
And I don't feel like we played very good baseball, so that's good news. Number 3 in our 5-10. Isaiah Thomas tilted the machine last night in an historic game. John, it's the first time ever that a guy's gone 50-plus and 40-plus on opposite teams in the same game in the playoffs. Never happened before. So you could say that that's arguably the best duel we've ever seen in playoff history. 129-119, Boston beats Washington in overtime to take a 2-0 lead. But this is the stat. Isaiah Thomas scored 29 of the 53 in the fourth quarter in overtime, John. Washington 29 in the last 17 minutes. Washington scored 30 in the fourth quarter in overtime. 30-29, Wizards to Thomas, and the Celtics win.
You know, it's funny. I'm obviously not cheering for the Celtics because I don't like anything Boston at this point. We have that rivalry brewing with them. But because you and I both are picking games, I was like, all right, if Washington wins, that's going to be two nights in a row that I've kind of crapped the bed. So I quietly wanted Boston to win the game last night. And the Wizards have a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you're going, all right, Washington's going to get the one they need on the road. This could very easily be a seven-game series. Maybe Washington can even steal and win this series. And Isaiah Thomas, it's amazing that a guy about 5'9" can do what he's done this entire year. It was the birthday of his now-deceased sister yesterday, so it was almost too good to be true. Wall and Beal both have chances in the last 5 seconds to win the game for the Wizards. They cannot get it done. That game's going to come back to haunt Washington. It was there for them to win. That just lost the series for the Wizards.
Well, you might be right. I'm hanging in there with Washington, though. We know they're kind of a home team. They're a young playoff team, and they're learning. It's hard to get road wins when you're inexperienced, and they're proving that out. Before we get to number four in our 5 at 10, John, let's give away some cash.
Let's do that. We've got a $2,000 lead over a bitter afternoon show who was taking pot shots at us at about 2:08 yesterday. So it's time for another code word. $1,000 National Signing Bonus Contest. Code word this hour is CLOCK. C-L-O-C-K. You'll have till 55 past the hour to text CLOCK to 80787. Again, CLOCK to 80787. Not near a mobile phone. Go online, 929thegame.com/contest. And enter. Stay by your phone. You get a call. Please answer it if you're randomly selected upon verification and eligibility. You'll win a grand. One more time. Code word is CLOCK. C-L-O-C-K. Not Glock like Paul wants. It's CLOCK. Like clock on the wall. Text CLOCK right now to 80787.
Ho-hum. As we move on to number four, the Warriors beat the Jazz. I hope this series ends up having a little bit of sizzle, but I fear it's not going to, because, John, you saw what Golden State did to Gordon Hayward last night. Mm-hmm. They threw bodies at him. It's just not – if Gordon Hayward can't multiply, it's not going to work out. Gordon Hayward totally regressed. What do you have, 12 points last night?
12.
Had a terrible game. And it wasn't even a swashbuckling Warriors game. The Warriors won last night, John, with defense.
Yep. And they go out 9-0 to start the game, and from that point, it's catch-up for Utah. You know you don't have enough offense to out-offense the Warriors. They have to find a way to get Golden State on a cold shooting night. This series will be over in 5. I truly expect Golden State to continue to roll and then take on San Antonio. See what I did there in the Western Conference Finals.
And you know that tonight it'll be the Spurs in an absolute savage must-win game.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see San Antonio with every ounce that they have. You lose tonight, they might get swept out of the building. They better win tonight and get back into this series.
Let's go, Rockets. All right, so in juice boxes, by the way, #juiceboxes juice boxes. Number 5 in our 5 at 10. Let's let the preacher man come on the mic here and gloat with a little bit of Nashville pride.
Yeah, I was excited. Watched the game last night. We went up. We won 2-1. That puts us up 3-1 in the series against St. Louis. We go back to St. Louis on Friday. Hopefully close out the series. Get the boys some rest.
Talk to me. St. Louis is what seed?
They're high, right? Five.
Who cares? We're the 8th seed.
But you guys
beat
are the
1 seed. We don't have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. We're always going to have to go to somebody else's house to start the series.
All right, so is it a hot tender? Is that how you guys are doing? You got a hot minder there? A hot keeper?
No. Well, we do have a hot keeper. Pekka Rinne is on fire. No
what's
doubt
his name?
About it.
Need? Whoa, what's his name?
Pekka Rinne.
Okay.
Is he dancing on his head? Is that what he's doing?
Pretty much. I mean, you got to think about it. In the Blackhawks series, he had 3 shutouts.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you guys are balling, man.
So I think they're peaking at the right time.
Yeah, got a hot goaltender. You can do it.
Elsewhere in the hockey playoffs, Rangers win 4-1 over the Senators. They're now down 2-1 in that series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.